What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, King T. Dot. Another episode of Beloved Speaks. It's 2022. We're in the middle of January. Yeah, we're halfway through January 2022. And listen, y'all, I just want to get right into it. This year, 2022, I came into this year with a purpose, with a certain level of energy, with a certain drive, because I want it and I gotta have it. And I'm talking about success. I want it and I gotta have it. You know, there are people out here who play around with time. They're playing around with their lives, their freedom, their will, the time they have to chase their dreams or become as successful as they want to. There are too many people out here playing around in these streets with other people, with people's happiness, with people's freedom. Too many murders, too many shootings. Too much negativity. And we can't have that this year. You can't have that in your life. We may not be able to stop what's going on in the streets, but we have the ability that we have the control of what goes on with our own lives and our own households, with our own families. We have that ability. And I need all of you to realize that. I need all of you to understand that and grasp the concept and grab hold of your life and your family or hold tightly to them. You got to protect what you love. And a lot of you are protecting what you love, which makes me question your love, your loyalty to your own people, your own family. I came into this year ready. I say, you know what? Whatever's put in front of me, I'm going to take that. I'm going for it. I'm going to get it. The great Eric Thomas, Dr. Eric Thomas says, don't try, execute. So all year, I'm going to execute. I don't care about nothing else. I don't care about getting a fancy car. I don't care about no jewelry, no clothes, no sneakers. I'm coming for everything. I'm coming for success. Success, this is my message to you. Success, I'm on your ass. I'm on your ass, brother. I'm on your ass. Success, I'm on you like white on rice. I'm coming to get you. And I'm not playing around. That's it. Too many of you are playing around with your life and your goals and your dreams. You're holding off on your dreams for somebody. You're holding off on your dreams because you're scared. Success is around the corner. And you playing around with time and life. This year is your year. This year is my year. You got to claim it. You got to claim that shit. Because if you don't, guess what? You're going to be in the same place you were all year last year. And ain't nothing going to change. Nobody's going to help you. Nobody's going to hold your hand or give you a handout. Those days are over. Too much death going around. Too much sickness and disease going around. People are starving out here. Nobody's giving out anything anymore. Y'all thought those stimulus checks was for free. They're coming for you in taxes. Come on now. It's time to pay up. Get your life together. Get your shit together. People don't care about what you did earlier today and what type of bag you bought at the mall. People don't care about the new car you just bought. People don't care about that house you just bought. You think they care about that? You showing off on social media, showing the new house that you got. You think people really care about that? They're jealous of you. They envy you. They want that house. They want that car. They want to live there. They want to drive that wheel. They see themselves in it before they see you in it. They actually want you to get out of that house, hand the keys over, and let them drive that new car. If you think I'm being harsh, turn it off. If this is too hard to direct for you, guess what? If the kitchen is too hot, we'll get them out of there. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. If you can't take the heat, get up out the kitchen. This ain't for you. So if you're ready for success, if you're ready for grind, if you're ready for that power, you got to take it. By any means, you got to take that, man. You got to take that shit. Because I'm telling you, I'd be damned if I'd be the last. I want to be the first, but I'd be damned if I'd be the last. I don't want to be looked at as the person who could. I don't want to be a could have been. I don't want to be a should have been. I want to be that guy. You hear me? I don't care what nobody is. Nobody's talking about. I don't care what nobody say. You got haters in the streets that say, oh, you're not that boy. You're not that guy. Yes, I am. What are you talking about? I came here for it. I claimed it, and it's mine. I got to get mine. I don't know about y'all niggas. And people look at me like I'm crazy. Because I'm telling y'all exactly what y'all need to hear. Because I'm telling y'all exactly what you need to do. You know, forget all the soft messages. We need to be direct with each other. In history, our greatest leaders, they were never soft with their messages. They were direct. Martin Luther King shouted until his voice box went out some days because he wanted his people to know and understand that what we're going through right now is temporary. What we want in life, it's right around the corner. It's right over the horizon. Malcolm X told us, don't turn the other cheek. We ain't turning the other cheek. You smack me, I'm going to smack your back. And it's going to hurt. It's our time, y'all. This is our time. And I need you all to realize that. I need y'all to understand that. We can't wait for tomorrow. We need to make that shit happen today. Today, beloved. Because tomorrow ain't promised. I see a lot of you living your lives like that. You live your lives that way. Like, you got tomorrow to do it. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to make it happen tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. You ain't got the next day. You ain't got tomorrow. Tomorrow may not ever come for you. But I tell you this. You put that shit off every day. If you put that shit off every day, you keep saying tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. Before you know it, it's 20 years down the line and it's too late. It's too late. I got a reality check one day. I was talking to my dad about what I do for work right now. And, you know, I'm in a construction business. I'm in a construction world. And I was telling him about what I do. And most of the time I'm digging holes. And, you know, my dad was very direct with his message. He said, sounds good, son. You're making good money. Let me ask you something, though. You're 31. You'll be 32, right? I say, yeah. He's like, you want to be digging holes after 32? And it hit me. I was like, well, damn. Sure as hell don't. And ever since that conversation I had with my father, I've been on a journey, a personal journey within myself. How would y'all say it? I've been soul searching, you know, brainstorming, going through all the files in my mind to find that drive I once had. I said, you know what? I gotta get in my bag. I gotta be hungry. I gotta stay hungry. I'm gonna go back to what my favorite guy, Dr. Eric Thomas, he said, you gotta stay in beast mode so you ain't gotta get in beast mode. I wake up in beast mode so I don't gotta get in beast mode. I stay ready so I don't gotta get ready. I had to dig deep and find that. And it's possible for everybody. Everybody can do it. You just got to search hard enough. You got to try, man. You got to put your mind to it. If you want something that bad, if you're pissed off for success as I am, and you want it as bad as I do, I'm telling you, you can do it. It ain't no, I think I can't. No, you can do that shit, man. It's possible. You got to want it. You got to want it real bad, man. You got to want it as bad as a crackhead want crack. As bad as a fat kid love candy and cake. You got to want it. You got to desire it. And I'm telling you, when you put your mind to it, when you put your all into it, it's going to be hard. I'm telling you, that road is going to be hard, too. When you find it, that road is going to be hard, man. It's going to be some days you feel like giving up. It's going to be some days you feel like settling for less. There are going to be some days where you feel like, you know what? I'm okay where I'm at. Maybe it's not for me. I'm just going to take this. Nah, I'm cool, man. I'm good. Why settle for 50 cents when I know I can make a million? Why? Why settle for $50 when I know I can make 20 million? Why do that? Why settle for chips? Why settle for chips? When you can walk around this joint with gold bars, trash bags full of money. Why? You got all control over that. It's all up to how you do it, what you do, how bad you want it. This ain't a game, y'all. 2022, we coming for everything. I'm coming for everything. And I ain't waiting on nobody. I apologize if I ran you over and stepped on your toes. Actually, no, I take that back. I don't. Because you're in my way. And like I said, I'm steamrolling through everybody. I'm plowing through every obstacle in my way. You try to block my blessings, I'm going to knock you over. And that's how aggressive, that's how mad and pissed off at success you got to be. That's how bad you gotta want it. And when you're like that, the people around you, they'll notice. They'll respect it. And the weak will run. So you're gonna bring some like-minded people around you. I'm telling you, watch. People gonna check the temperature. And if this is their season, they're gonna be right with you. But for some people, it's either too hot or too cold. and they're going to run. They're going to take off. And I'm telling you, I promise you, on this road to success, on this journey to freedom, you're going to lose friends. People are going to drop out of your life as fast as they came. And you're going to build relationships with like-minded people who strive to be better people and successful people just as bad as you want it. And that's going to be your family. That's going to be your family, man. I love to spread love. I love to spread positivity. I love to promote loving one another and supporting one another and being there for one another. You got to take care of your family. You got to love your people. Give back. You can have friends all day, but your family means everything. And don't get me wrong, they ain't got to be blood. They could be your closest friends, your closest homies, your closest girlfriend. That's your family. If they've been there with you from when you was at the bottom of the barrel and they supported you through the hard times and you found success, that's your family right there. You take care of them, they take care of you. That's how it's supposed to be. Highly motivated this year. And I hope you all are highly motivated this year. If you're listening to this, I hope this gave you enough motivation to want to go forward, to go at it, to chase your dreams, your goals, aspirations, to grab success and hold it tight and kidnap that joint. Success can't go nowhere from you after you get it. You can't let success leave you. You can't give it away. You can't let nobody take it from you either. Once you get it, you gotta hold on to it. How those Aggies say, stay thirsty, my friends. Stay hungry, y'all. Seriously. I love y'all. This is King T. Dot on season 2, episode 1, Beloved Speaks. 2022, we coming for y'all. And I'm out. Peace and blessings, beloved. Let's get it.